House Banking Committee begins Whitewater hearings. Car bomb injures 14 near Israel's embassy in London. Supply bottleneck contributes to more deaths in Goma, Zaire. Good Tuesday morning, Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup.
The committee will please come to order.
The House Banking Committee has begun hearings into the Washington end of the Whitewater affair, what President Clinton's aides did to monitor and perhaps influence the investigation of his Arkansas real estate dealings. Committee Chairman Henry Gonzalez.
The hearings, as we go about this, will be thorough and complete. We will follow every single available and responsible course.
At Gonzalez's request, the committee voted 31 to 19 along party lines to exclude questions about the suicide of Deputy White House Counsel Vincent Foster. Republican Jim Leach, the committee's Whitewater gadfly, said there would be no bombshell disclosures. The leadoff witness, White House Counsel Lloyd Cutler, conceded before the hearing began that mistakes were made.
I do think there were some regrettable incidents, that there were too many people involved in these contacts, and that some of the subjects under discussion should not have occurred.
Cutler's testimony has not yet begun, but Mark Noller has a preview.
In his prepared statement for the committee, White House Counsel Lloyd Cutler says that having conducted his own inquiry, he has concluded there was no violation of any ethical standard in the contacts between White House officials and Treasury Department staffers. But at the same time, he says there were too many people having too many discussions about too many sensitive matters. Matters that Cutler says should have been dealt with only by the White House counsel's office. Cutler says that in retrospect, the White House staffers did not meet as high a performance standard as they should have set for themselves. Mark Noller, CBS News, at the White House.
Next week, Senate hearings begin. Senate sources say Majority Leader George Mitchell is considering several ways to defer a requirement that businesses buy coverage for their workers until other health insurance reforms have been given a chance to work. Mitchell tells the New York Times that his health reform legislation would provide for swift expansion of insurance to many children now uncovered. Israel's embassy in London has been rocked by a car bomb, as Dan Revive reports.
A few minutes after noon local time, the Kensington neighborhood shook, and based on the sound, even miles away, it was clear this was terrorism.
The best it could be, other than a bomb, would have been a sudden thunderclap of... Didn't really reverberate like thunder, so I suspected a bomb.
Then came the smoke.
It was coming down. The way the mushroom just went up into the sky.
It made Londoners think of the Irish Republican Army, but this city has also been a battleground for violent groups in other parts of the world. Police had no immediate guess as to who did it. They were busy roping off the area and evacuating the wounded. A local hospital has treated 13 people, one with serious injuries. Just a block from the Israeli embassy, windows broke in Kensington Palace, Princess Diana's home. Though she wasn't there, other members of the British royal family were. Dan Revive, CBS News, London.
In Washington, Israeli Prime Minister Rabin suggested the bombing was part of an extreme Islamic terrorist campaign, and he credited Israeli security measures for so few serious casualties.
Because of the security arrangements that don't allow a car to park in an area that can endanger the embassy, therefore the explosion was much farther from the embassy, and as a result, the damage to the embassy was minimal.
President Clinton last night hosted a state dinner at the White House for two new peace partners, Jordan's King Hussein and Israeli Prime Minister Rabin, and he toasted their courage.
These two men have crossed much hostile territory so that their children and their children's children need fight no more. They have earned this peace.
This is Barry Bagnato. Jordan's King and Israel's Prime Minister follow their history-making day by giving Congress a chance to share in the celebration. In addition, Rabin will join an exclusive club of leaders who have made more than one appearance at the podium of the House of Representatives. He addressed a joint meeting more than 18 years ago. The speeches and a luncheon afterwards amount to a courtesy call. But politically, it makes good sense for Rabin and Hussein to make the trip. Congress, of course, controls the purse strings here, and American money is necessary to keep the peace process going. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
Israeli and Palestinian negotiators met in Cairo today for a third round of Palestinian autonomy talks. Near Goma Zaire, U.S. soldiers have set up the first water purification plant on the shores of Lake Kivu, hoping to get drinkable water to some of the million-plus Rwandan refugees. Army Major Guy Shields says the plant has a large capacity.
They've got the capability to produce 1,200 gallons per hour.
The water may be flowing, but the relief pipeline is not. Correspondent Barry Peterson says a serious traffic gridlock is developing.
The problem is the airport. There are plenty of planes headed this direction, but when they get here, they've got to be parked someplace and they've got to be unloaded. And a lot of this is being done by hand because they don't have equipment. They're literally unloading thousands of sacks of flour and grain and boxes hand to hand, and that takes hours. And because of that, other planes that are coming here with supplies cannot land. There are planes that have circled Goma Airport for as much as an hour and finally had to turn away and go back to where they came from. They were never able to bring their supplies to this desperate place.
Aid worker Valerie Messley is trying to care for thousands of Rwandan orphans in Goma.
It's like the end of the world. I mean, when you go in the city, you have so many dead people on the street and everywhere.
The cholera epidemic and other diseases have so far claimed more than 14,000 lives, and aid workers say the bodies will have to be burned, anathema to Africans who believe that destroys the spirits of the dead. The United States is calling for UN observers to monitor its possible invasion of Haiti. According to Reuters, a draft of the U.S.-initiated resolution gives no warning date for a possible invasion. O.J. Simpson has resigned from the board of directors of the company that imports and distributes Swiss Army knives. A spokesman for the Connecticut-based Forstner Group says Simpson wrote a letter of resignation on July 13th from jail. Simpson was re-elected to the board at the company's annual meeting just 3 days before the knife slayings of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend Ronald Goldman. There are enough western wildfires to keep some 4,000 firefighters and support personnel busy. In Oregon, one wildfire has come within a mile of a resort village on the Warm Springs Indian Reservation, 85 miles southeast of Portland. California is also coping with 75 blazes in the Klamath National Forest. Fires are also raging in Idaho, Nevada, Arizona, and Washington State. Fortunes were made or lost in recent commodity market trading of coffee. The price doubled after a severe winter frost damaged part of Brazil's huge crop. Well, now it turns out the damage wasn't all that bad, says Robin Stainer, a London-based coffee analyst.
The frost damage caused to the Brazil's crop is much less severe than the local growers were saying to begin with. People thought that perhaps 50% of next year's potential crop had been lost. But now people are saying, well, the loss might be only about 30%.
On that news, coffee prices have fallen sharply, but not at the store. American Airlines has started a fall airfare sale offering discounts of up to 40% from the end of the summer travel season until mid-December. United Airlines says it will match those discounts on routes it shares with American. Overseas, the dollar is higher. London gold is up 95 cents at $385.85 an ounce. And on Wall Street, the Dow is down 4.86. Time on the roundup, 10 minutes past the hour.